everybody. Well, tonight is our Friday program, Creation Lightship Healing. Today's date is, looks like 4-8-2016. So let's clear those numbers for everybody. Here we go, releasing those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next, let's clear an energy from you that you don't like or is hanging on you or something, the situation, drama, trauma, whatever it would be. As you know, you think about something that surfaces up quickly, so let's release that from you. So here we go, everybody. You need to think of that one thing. The reason why you need to think, because your thoughts brought you into it. And remember, in source energy, there's no such thing as thoughts. You're not going to have anything hanging on to you. So you need to go into the darkness with your thoughts so we can release that one incident from you so you feel better. I think everybody has something going on. Here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next, we'll energize the light beam. So you may have more than one computer on. Maybe you have your cell phone with the light beam on it. Maybe you have your computer. So maybe you have a couple of them coming up. And maybe one on your TV also. So here we go. Let's energize those to bring you peace. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And tomorrow we have our four-hour conference call, which is Saturday. And the next day, which is Sunday, is our eight-hour call. So starting off this month of April with the conference calls that we have every month. And at the end of the month, the very last few days, we have the Expo in San Mateo. So hope to see some of you people there if you can show up. You'd want to fly into the Oakland airport. So, I will, and it's at the San Mateo Convention Center. We'll bring our co-host on tonight. Ann, are you out there in PBS Radio Land up in the 10,000?
I sure am. Yes. Hi, Ron, and hi, listeners. Welcome, everyone. It is an honor for me, and I'm sure most of you, to be on with Ron Ametron and the Creation Lightship Healing Show. If you're not familiar with it, Ron has a terrific website. It's creationlightship.com. You'll want to go there after the show and explore and read and look and run some of the sample healings and free healings that are on there to get started. And as I know and always say, you know, once you've re-experienced source energy, you know that you're home and you can't deny how good it feels. And, you know, Ron basically does two things. Reacquaints us with, for no reason, but we have lost our connection to source energy, and he clears off the densities that we've put on ourselves from living on this planet. So it's a wonderful thing. And thank you, Ron, for all those clearings right at the beginning of the show. It felt really great. So we have some, what I thought of, Ron. I don't know if we should wait a little while, but I really like it when you help enslaved aliens leave from our listening audience. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to wait till we're into the show a little more?
How about 10 minutes? That way we can have more people come on if they're just a little bit late or something.
Okay, great idea, and then we can really clear them all out. And Ron has a wonderful... he did it on the show, and we have recorded it, and people play this Release Enslaved Aliens to the Light. You can find it on YouTube, on Ron's channel, Ron Ametron on YouTube, and make a copy, if you like, for your phone or whatever, and play it over and over again all the time. But Ron also does it live for us on the shows, and it's great. Okay, so we have some questions and comments and... testimonials in the emails, Ron, so I'll get on with those. Hi, Ron. I just found out that an ethnic group had a bad experience on my birthday. They have a curse in their language that includes the date. so glad I found out about this. I appreciate your suggestion to Google dates to see what may have happened in the past that could be affecting us today. I suggest listeners at least look up their birth date and clear what they find.
Well, that's very good.
Yes,
very
so maybe...
good, because you will be affected by what's happening to you with that date. You know, it's kind of much like the weather, you know? So if you're in a certain location and there's bad weather, we're going to say it's a rainy day, well, everybody, you know, is connected to that rainy day, which would be like your date of your birth. And so whoever's connected to it or situations have happened, then that's going to be recycling, you know, in your energetic field, because the date itself will connect you to all energies associated with that. So I guess that's the best way to state that. So, like, if you were born on a day they started a major world war, or maybe something happened, you know, a hurricane, a tornado, and it wiped out a village or a whole town, or like the day that Katrina hit, we'll say, or maybe Sandy, and you were born on that day, now that energy, you know, and you're older than that, naturally, we'll say, and now that day has all that negative energy there, okay, even though you were born maybe, you know, 20 years earlier. So you do want to clear out your birthday, because that's a big event for you. So the aliens just trapped you with all that trauma and drama of what's going on, and pain and fear, guilt and death. So that's one way to look at that. So, yeah, you do want to kind of give yourself a heads up of what's coming down on you. So hopefully you understand what I'm talking about, because everything gets related to you with dates. So back to you.
Okay, yes, that was very interesting, listener. Okay, someone wrote in that apparently when you go to the expo, you could also fly into the San Francisco airport. Did you find, Ron, that...
I think it might be further away.
Okay, and there might be price differences. Right, there might be price differences, too.
Yeah, there could be.
I don't know.
And, you know, if you're going there, you probably are going to... You can get a shuttle, I believe, from the airport, if I'm not mistaken, to some of the higher-priced hotels there. Otherwise, you may have to get a car, but you'd have to check it out. But everybody says to come into Oakland, so that's why I'm stating that.
Right. Okay. Great. I just wanted to clarify that. Yeah, that's going to be a wonderful expo, Ron. And you're doing how many lectures this time? Or
I'm doing two
workshop?
This time.
Two.
Yeah, I'm doing
and,
two,
right. And you're kind of planning to make them a little different this time. Do you want that to be a surprise for the people that are there, or do you want to talk about that a little?
I want to try to do more healings if I can during this year. The ones next year I'll be doing probably just healings all the time, I think, because I already have literature put out for the expos. So I want to get back to what I really enjoy doing is healings rather than talking about the you know, the facts of, you know, why you need them. So anyway, you know, just get into the healing thing. That's what I enjoy doing. That's what I started off doing until the aliens, you know, came in to interfere with what I was doing, unfortunately. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Right. And if I could just add to that, Ron, you know, you came here to heal humans and to help us ascend and clear us, and then you were kind of shocked yourself to find out, wow, there's a lot of alien presence here. And then that you had to deal with that. And, of course, that's not what you want to do, what you came here to do. It was unavoidable. But I can understand that it's much more, you know, satisfying for you to do healings.
And that's probably one of the major reasons, besides having yourself get killed by the energy that you're, you know, taking on by being a healer, once you realize that, you know, that all this stuff is brought to you by the aliens, then by all means, I would suggest, if you're doing healing, you're dealing with aliens. So why would you want to deal with aliens? I never wanted to deal with aliens. So, but anyway, if you look at it that way, why would a healer want to be dealing, kind of do healings on people when aliens gave it to them and the aliens come back and come after them? That doesn't make any sense to me. So,
right.
To you.
Okay. Now someone's asking, what days will you be doing lectures at the expo this month? Do you know that now, Ron?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. Well, the expo has a website, right? And you're probably on it.
Yes.
And
what'll be on Saturday, or either be Friday or Sunday. I'm just not sure.
Okay.
Hopefully it will be Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Somebody would want to chat, maybe they could just jot it over to us here. You know, it's the Conscious Life Expo, San Mateo.
Right. Yeah. I actually haven't looked at it this year, but I've gone other years and I know they have a really good website and you can find all that out. It's possible you might live in the area of where the expo is going to be, and you just want to kind of pinpoint when Ron's doing his workshops, which is understandable. And if you know people up in that area, it'd be great to tell them. I know people are flying in from New York, even Canada, so it's really worth it. You get to meet Ron, and you get to go into the light chamber, where you receive a direct hit of Creation Lightship source energy, and request healings and sit in there for 10 minutes and you can bring in water and it gets charged and people bring in their vitamins and supplements. It's wonderful. Okay, so we have a really great question, Ron, about timeline crashes, because you've added a couple of things recently about the timeline crashes, and I think it's good to go over it because I myself had a couple of questions the other day. But I try to be really aware that we have a lot of new listeners this time of year because of the expos. So maybe just talk a little bit about timelines and the timeline crash clearing, and then I'll get to our question.
Okay. So we'll switch this over to the alien part of the show. That's what you didn't want to know about. Every 10 minutes you're abducted, and you're on another timeline. And another alien race has to recreate your hologram. And they normally will take the last hologram that was controlled by another alien race or faction or something, group, and they will re-manifest it over again. And the reason why they do that is because they're hoping that you have a situation for that 10 minutes of time that they have created you and controlling you. And so if you're on timelines, which is what they put you on, and you're not in the present moment, then you're on those timelines. So you are in darkness. So another way of saying it, you've been in darkness probably 99.9% of your life and haven't seen the light unless you do the mind-to-heart drop, do the Be Here Now clearing where it takes you off of the alien timeline. So the alien timelines are created for people who have situations, dramas and traumas, pains and things, because you're not in the present moment. So they're creating these other things for you to experience. So you're actually put onto this timeline with millions of other people with similar situations going on. So like if you hurt your elbow, instantly you're going to be on the timeline with everyone on the planet with a hurt elbow, and they're all siphoning off your energy. And when 10 minutes goes by, then the next alien race gets you, and they now have to recreate you. You know, remember, they're working in time, but they're at a much higher frequency than you are, which means that you're running a much slower. So they can stop time. We'll just say they could stop time for 6 months, and you think it's only 1 second. So they stop it, they refabricate what you're seeing out of your eyes and everything else around you, recreate in your car, your house, your friends around you, and turn you back on again, and now they're in control of you. So the timelines are what you want to get rid of. So like I said, the reason you're on timelines is because you think and you react to emotions. So if you didn't act to emotions and you didn't have a thought, then there's no way they could really get you because you're in peace. They don't want you to be in peace. So that's how they get you. So on the timeline crashes, what that does is take you off of a timeline or multiple timelines that you're on, and you could be on the timeline, we'll just say, for the hurt elbow, for pain in your elbow. So you could be on it for 500 timelines. If it hurts a lot, maybe you did some damage or cut your skin or something worse. We won't go into that. Now you could be on, 10,000 timelines because there's a lot of pain there, and you're suffering. And all of a sudden, you're on all these timelines, and they're taking the energies out. It's like copy and paste. So they're copy and paste, computer making the hologram for you. Works very well for them. And they can keep replicating you. They can just take you a millisecond away from the last one they created. But they don't want to take the same one. They just recreate it over again, the same scene, maybe a millisecond later, then another millisecond. And it's all the same stuff to them. And you have the same script, so the same script integrates with that timeline that they put you on. Remember, you don't select the timeline. If you were selecting your timeline, then you would probably want to have happiness and wealth, but mainly you want to get peace after you have your happiness and all the wealth that you have ever wanted. Then you realize that you're still looking for peace because none of that stuff brought you anything, because in the happiness timeline, now all of a sudden you're working in duality where you're going to be unhappy. And in the wealth timeline, you're going to be on timelines of the exact opposite of losing everything. So you want to be in peace, and that's where you want to be. So when you do your timeline crashes, you can do one for the timeline that you're on. You just put your name in and your situation and do timeline crashes on that. If there's a lot of energy that you're having with that, then you want to maybe do, a minimum of 100, maybe 500 to 1,000. And then see how your body's feeling. But you're coming back from living on those timelines within 5 minutes to an hour. So I would say after you do the timeline crashes, maybe for a day, because it will take time to come back here, just see how you're feeling. If you still feel anxiety with that particular thought, then do more. Now, after you do that, and you go, yeah, this feels pretty good, and or at the same time, if you can do it with your computer and you have enough power, we'll say, in the computer, then you can also do the upside-down timeline and maybe even the tangent timeline associated with that. But remember, the more you do, the more your body is going to be responding to it. So, you don't want to be Superman or Superwoman out there thinking you can do a whole bunch at one time, because you might find yourself getting very tired, and depending how your body is, some bodies respond differently. Some bodies might actually even feel sick. And maybe, you do it on a Sunday and you feel sick and you go, I can't go to work on Monday. I just did too many clearings. My body has not caught up with integrating peace. It's now, releasing and integrating the peace energy, but I don't feel quite right. So you want to be very careful on how many clearings you do. That's about what I'm trying to tell you. The timeline crashes are there as a band-aid to help you out for your situation. Now, the real situation will be, inside of one of your energetic bodies as a theme inside of that body. So we'll find out what your situation is, what energetic body is being used to bring that energy to you, because the energetic body that you're looking at is holding the judgment, which is bringing upon you your situation. So you want to clean out your whole lifetime energetic body that's associated with your problem. And then after you clean it out, you probably won't have that problem anymore, and then you may not be doing timeline crashes on that particular problem. So the more you get cleaned out, the less stuff you're dealing with, and the less timeline crashes you're doing, because you're doing your whole lifetime clearings with these energetic bodies that have been corrupted. Once you get them cleaned out, then life is pretty good. If you don't clean them out, then you're going to be recycling stuff over and over and over again. Yourself physically here, internally, because that's from your DNA. So you have two things affecting you. You have what's inside of you. That's your causing, causing yourself. Okay? That's your own stuff, and you're making it happen. The other one is what the aliens are doing, because they see what you're going through, then they get wrapped up, and they put you now on timelines and different things, parallel lives. In a multidimensional being, that's what they made you. So you live in multidimensional universes that they created, and you're having a lot of difficulties there because you're not in the now. The whole secret to the whole thing is being in the now. That's the truth. Be in the now. Don't connect to your thoughts. Don't think if you can possibly do so. Become peaceful, and the aliens will find somebody else to work on or look at to steal their energy because they only get it when you're emotional. And or dealing with pain. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And I just, if I may add, to for people who are doing timeline crashes or are wanting to do them, you know, going to do them soon, you, of course, go on the website and purchase them. It's $50 for a month, and you can get a lot done. And what Ron has added, you get timeline crash and space-time crash, which you generally want to do about 20% of the time you did a timeline crash, you want to do about 20% of space crash. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. As you're being lost in space is probably about 20%. Normally, you always come back, but 20% would be a good number to pick. So if you did 100, timeline crashes for your situation, then go back in and do, 20, we'll say, of the space time. Now, the space-time you can do any time, even through your past. So you may say, yeah, I'm not on the broken bone timeline. I don't have a broken bone now, but I did have a broken arm when I was 8. Okay? But you don't have it now. Well, what happened when you were 8? You could be lost in space. So do a timeline crash when you were 8 years of old age, even if you're like 60 now, we'll say. And that's a long time ago for you. But do that timeline crash when you had your broken bone of being lost in space. You could just be floating out there. And also, if you happen to be watching a movie now, and maybe you're watching some movie that's a documentary of something going on, let's just say that you're watching one of the movies they talk about the gold rush in California and all the people came here and going across the mountains and everywhere else from the East Coast to the West Coast in your covered wagon, and you're watching a movie that kind of depicts what's going on. And, they have the movie about the Donners having to eat people, I won't get into that too much, but that's here in California, Donner's Pass. And you go, wow, I kind of relate to that, Well, that's saying that you're the one being eaten, but all that suffering with the cold weather and everything else, not having food. And maybe, you were very traumatized and the aliens replicated you, put you onto many of these timelines, and you're lost in space. So you do a timeline crash of that particular date and see if you come back, because you could be out there from your far distant past. But to the aliens, it's all the same. They're in control of time. And they can go forward in time and back in time. They can even take where you were buried, 100 years ago, dig up your bones. They'll have your spirit energy in it, and they can recreate you on timelines for that event and copy and paste it to you here. So when you see movies about things of the past and you kind of relate to it, that could be them doing that. You could have been there or maybe not, but they could have put you in there after the event, because it was such a horrific event that they thought they needed more people to take the energy off of. And if you see something like on TV, and most of the stuff now is either about zombies or aliens, in the future coming here, and I guess the zombies are already here. They're not eat people yet that we know about, but that'd be the new clones that are here probably. But aside from that, if you see something that happened, or they're talking about something going on say, in the year 2100, you know, aliens come in and spaceships battling and everything else. Well, they can put you on that timeline in that movie. So it's already created. And then all of a sudden you have dreams about it, or you're watching the movie and they insert you in it. That gets a little more scary. And now you're wondering why you're breaking out in a cold sweat when the aliens are chasing you, and you're there on that timeline in that movie, but maybe you don't see yourself there. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So thank you for all that information. It is heavy. We're talking about the aliens so much and, you know, the predicament that we're in. So why don't we invite some aliens to leave the planet now that might be in our listening
audience. What are you going to feel when this happens? Well, your room might get cold. Your physical body might kind of shake. It might get like heat waves in it. You might get goosebumps. Might start yawning a lot. And, you know, you just may feel something changing in your room. So here we go. If they're in you, they're coming out if they wish to come out. Because they get a free bus ticket out of here, and they're probably waiting for me to get them out. They're probably very impatient. So here we go. So if any aliens are out there listening and they want to leave, here we go. One, two, oh boy, lots of them. Three, maybe they talk too much. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, there we go. That feels pretty good. Okay, so back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And a lovely, informed and helpful listener wrote in to say that your San Mateo workshops are Saturday at 12 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m.
Great.
So now we know, and whether you're going, if you're going for the weekend, you'll find out anyway. But if you live in the area and you want to see Ron at the at his workshops, now you have the info. Okay. So the question the person asked, not to get too deeply into the timeline crashes, but they asked about specifically tangent timelines, and I just wanted to say, because I just got this clear for myself, when you purchase the timeline crash, you do your timeline crash, you do your space-time crash 20%, and then you do the exact same wording, and I guess exact emotion would be beneficial too, and you type in after your name and crash all timelines consecutively. I'm sorry, you then write in crash all tangent timelines, and then you do it for the same amount of time, and then you also do upside-down timelines. So really, Ron has given us the timeline crashes, and there are four parts to them is the way I'm thinking of it now. And I just want everyone to know that if you're doing or about to do any timeline crashes. And so the person's specific question, well, I think maybe we've covered enough on timelines for tonight. And I was wondering...
Tangent ones get worse.
Pardon?
Tangent timelines are the worst ones.
Okay. So it's important
to do
them.
The regular timelines are the ones where they stick you on. And you're already been hurt here. And so, and or, you know, that's your dreams, you know, where you're having a situation going on. Also deja vu, but normally your dreams can give you something that's upsetting, and or just life here. And those are all the timelines, the regular timelines that you're on. The ones that are tangent are what you know nothing about. So the alien saw you on a timeline, and that's where they take you off, put you onto a tangent timeline, And that's where they want to experiment with you and do different things. Normally, it's awful stuff. So that's where you could be eaten, dissected, whatever, used for experiments, taking physical body parts from you. And the reaction down here is, gee, why does my arm all of a sudden hurt, you know? Where I feel all these pulps in my arms. What's going on here? Pinpricks, you know, how come? Well, you're feeling that from those particular rooms on the tangent timelines. So that's the skinny on that. So that's the worst one. They don't want to kill you on those typically. Well, they can kill you on those, yes. The regular ones, they don't, because they're just getting energy off of you. So hopefully you're a really poor specimen. They let you go. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. And I was wondering if there's something of a physical nature that we might be needing today that perhaps you could do a sample healing for us.
Well, we'll do lungs for people. Lungs seem to be an issue that some people have, so here we go. Lungs, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Wow, thank you, Ron. Did that take entities away from our lungs?
No, that did not. I just started working with the lungs in general to clean out what was there, the gunk. So let's do entities. So releasing them. One, I'll count to probably 30 to get some out. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. That felt like time like stopped almost. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That felt really good. Okay. Next question is, when is the next Shackle Call, and how do we sign up and pay for it? Would you like to answer that one?
I'm probably going to have that. Let me get next month's calendar out here. More than likely, it will be on the day that we do the four-hour call, which will be the 14th of May. So it'll be at 10 o'clock to 12:30. So that's what I'm looking at as we speak. But we'll let you know more, you know, near the end of the month here. But that's what I would say it would be. It'd be May 14th, 10 o'clock Pacific time to 12:30. How you pay for it is, about the last week, let me see here, around the last week of the month, let me see, I would say that the first week of the 14th, the second week of May, you'd want to give me a donation, and I'll give you the information sent back to you on an email, probably around, you know, the 12th or 13th. So what you want to do is, that week, the second week, you would do a $30 donation there on the website, and then send me the information from PayPal, confirmation that you received, and put in the subject line Shackle Call, and maybe put the date on it. And then when I get that, I will send everybody the information 1 or 2 days before the call. Simple as that, but very, very simple. I would not send it earlier because I don't want to get it lost in all my emails. So the week before would be great. So, again, that would be probably my calendar up here again. So probably between maybe the 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th of May, you could send me that information. Then I'll get back to you on an email. And I do check my emails a couple hours, typically to an hour before I go on the call, in case somebody got on late or something, or maybe they never got the code. So if you didn't get them, send me your phone number along with that. But so far I haven't had anybody have a problem with that so far, that they have not got on the call. So far everybody has been on. So back to you. And you can be
right.
Up to see if you would like to.
Yes, and there's plenty of time. We'll keep updating, and we know it's going to be 10 a.m. again on a Saturday morning from 10 to 12:30, and it's $30 donation, and we'll talk about it as we get closer. So we have actually a testimonial here about the shackle, the last shackle call that you did, Ron. It's a little long, so I'm going to try and edit it here as I go along, but this listener was actually absentee until near the end of the call, and they thought they were only going to be on for a few minutes, but you extended the call, so there was more time. And she was with a family member, and they were out hiking. And she said, I started explaining timelines to my family member, and they turned and said to her, oh, that makes a lot of sense, and that he never understands me. So she felt like that shackle clearing did that. I don't know if her son was also on the shackle call or it was just her, but she said, it felt to her like that was a effect of the shackle call, that she was able to speak the truth without restraint, which is great. That's I bet that is true, Ron, because shackles are restraining.
Also, if you have that situation dealing with friends, you may want to do the 2,000-year barcode, get that off of them.
Right. And then she's saying, I wonder if having done the whole life slavery clearing, that made the shackle call easier on me. And she doesn't feel anything specific, but she does feel freer and as if I have had a mental weight lifted, maybe even a generational one. Is that a possible outcome of the shackle call?
Yes, it could be, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Some of the stuff goes back in time. You don't have shackles on you physically right now. You could have it from the beyond on you, okay? But, it's normally all past life stuff. Well, it is past life as we're talking, because past life could be a second ago. So that is past life. So, but anyway, not to get too technical here, but that's what you want to get released from you, is stuff from the past. So back to you.
Okay. You know, Ron, that prompted something, and I always say how much I love the psychic billboard clearing, and I remember I had an insight one time, and I was doing it, and I was putting in, there's a section for your past, your present, and your future. And I was putting in a lot of the same things in the past one, and then I realized, wow, I'm kind of going back a long time here, and really yesterday and the day before is my past now, or earlier today is my past. And it made me kind of realign how I describe my past for that clearing, because we only want to be here now.
Yes, uh-huh.
So here's an interesting kind of philosophical question. What would happen if, at this point in humanity's timeline, if everyone or all the people who aren't clones on our planet were to have clearings? I know it probably isn't possible, but it's nice to imagine the possibility of a peaceful planet.
Not if everybody did the Maya heart drop, but that's simple. You would have the world be changed, too. But the clearings are what's needed. Unless, the aliens leave here, then you just need to get yourself cleaned out so that your body wasn't responding to other people's situations. Remember, if the aliens left here, you still have the gunk in you. They may not put you on timelines, but somebody could and will activate your DNA, putting you on that emotional roller coaster ride, because your body will sabotage itself to get well. So it will kill itself to get wellness back into it because it's corrupted and it needs to get your attention. So that's something that people may not understand too much, and, you know, that's what's needed. So your body will do that to yourself. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and we have another testimonial, and there Ron has a clearing on his website, so especially if you're a new listener and you're disturbed about all this alien information, Ron has a simple and very powerful clearing called the alien, oh gosh, what is it called, alien release? We always say alien attack release. And so we have a testimonial about that, and that's another clearing you can look up. It's $30 for a month. It's amazing. So someone wrote in, today, out of the blue, I started yawning and yawning. With no exaggeration, I would say I yawned about 70 times in a row, one after the other. Recognizing some kind of clearing was needed, I started with the emotional, moved on to entity, fear, and dark side practitioner. Then it occurred to me to put on the alien release recording, and Ramo, all the yawning stopped as suddenly as it started. It is wonderful to be able to run this release, both to help out other life forms and to help myself. I feel lighter, clearer, and freer. Many thanks.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. So, again, people, we have, if you know, you can find that on YouTube. On the Ron Amatron channel, and I think we have a recording that we can send out to people if you want to hear it on a loop. So it's very powerful. It's basically what Ron did before when he released the aliens from our rooms and our bodies. So thank you. Okay, in case someone's asking a question again about the timeline crashes, and maybe I wasn't clear. If you don't have the timeline crash, or if you're not familiar with it, it can be confusing. But within the same healing that you purchase, which is the timeline crash, you're given a code to open a second page for the space-time clearing. But now Ron has gifted us two new crashes that we can do, and one is upside-down timelines and tangent timelines. And you do them on the same page as the timeline crash, but you type in crash all upside down timelines consecutively, and then you do crash all tangent timelines consecutively. So I hope I made it clear that time.
That sounds great to me, yes. So you just
want okay.
The page does not have a thing to click on, so you have to just write it in.
Right.
You may be after your name there. So just keep it very, very simple.
Right. Okay, someone is asking, if you've done the spirit barcode release, do you also need to do the spirit clearing? So maybe you could talk a little bit, Ron, about how those are different. And
spirit barcode saves you from being abducted by the aliens if they were to come here and take you away at ascension time. So that's what that one's for. So that keeps you from being taken sideways to alien-created timelines at ascension. So the light will know that you're here. The other spirit healings will work with you, you know, in the now for this lifetime, you know, as you're working on it, or even from your past, if you want to, you know, bring part of your spirit back to you from the past that was stolen, you know. But all the other spirit clearings are used for you, you know, as you're living life. The other one is when ascension time occurs. So,
oh, great one.
You don't go sideways.
Right. Thank you. That was a great clarification there on those. And see, the person has another question in my, there we go, my email chose that moment to restart or something. And then when we go on, well, they're asking, what is life like in quarantine, meaning like after you die and you live in quarantine? And maybe you could explain for new listeners, Ron, what quarantine even is.
Yeah, quarantine, it just puts you into, you're just in stasis. You're not living life. You're just held, you know, in stasis, doing nothing, and the light ship tries to find, the light beings try to find the parts of you that's been stolen, abducted, and they take out the alien critters and where you in your body, and then from there try to find your physical parts in the beyond if they can. Then I use the word if they can. So that's what it is. Well, back to you.
Okay. Ron, is there anything else that would benefit all of us as your listeners tonight? I don't know, maybe in the emotional or mental realm to be cleared?
The fear clearing?
There you go.
Fear of trauma? Let's see here. I'll bring in peace for everybody, because you need to do your own fear clearings. You know, if you had your whole lifetime fear clearing or trauma clearing, then all you do is go on in about 1 or 2 minutes, you know, once you get logged into the website, you put the word, you know, what you're in fear of, do it for, like, you know, maybe 1 hour, you know, click it, and it'll count down, and you'll be done probably in 15 seconds. So that's how that works. So here we go. Let's bring you some peace energy. If you don't have those clearings, you know, they're highly recommended. You know, that's what we recommend for people. And, you know, get those clearings, emotional, mental, fear, maybe feeling, depending where you live. Another good one to have is, you know, I could probably go on for a while here, but the harmonic one is very good, even odd harmonics, so you get back into even harmonics. The odd harmonics cause your illnesses. You know, the education clearing, if you need to get a little smarter, education and IQ, that helps out. You can connect dots better or get information brought to you that you never thought you had because the aliens are blocking it, putting implants in you. You know, there's so many clearings that are beneficial. You just need to step up to the plate and see, you know, what you may be needing or what energetic body is completely, you know, contaminated. There are people out there who have, you know, worse situation than others. But unfortunately, that's just the way life is here. So let's go into a peace clearing, and then we'll end the show probably in about 10 minutes. But I'll do the mind a heart drop here so you can get an idea of what it's like. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Then you count from 10 to 1 backwards. So we'll do this here, and I'll give you the peace, and then we'll take you out of peace so you can listen to the program. Otherwise, you're going to be hearing the words go in one ear and out the other, and they're gone, because you're going to be in the present moment. So if we did that, in fact, when I do that at the expos, if I do it at the beginning of the expo, I could just stop talking, and we could all just sit there, you know? Because I can't clear anything out of you when you're in peace. There's no issues. So here we go, mind a heart drop, command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So feel the peace now, try to think, and you go, yeah, I can't think, I wonder why that is. Well, it's because now you're no longer working with the alien mind control that's being, you know, brought to you by them. So you're not being hooked up. Severed their link momentarily. So again, try to think. And if you really start thinking of something or looking at something and focus on it, then naturally that will bring you into the mind energy again. The more you do this, the better you're going to feel. And then you can start using your body to think with instead of your mind and use your spirit also with your body. So let me just bring you back into the reality of being here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there. Now you're back to where you were before, so you can listen to us anyway to get the information. So back to you, Ann.
good, Ron, and so I can read.
Otherwise, you can't. You just look at something. For myself, you know, I don't hang on to probably more than 10 words, you know? So that's why the co-hosts really have to edit what people send, because, you know, if you give like 100 words, I'm not going to get it. So they know not to do that because it's just wasting airtime. All we want is the facts. Remember the old movie, Sergeant Friday, I think it was? You know, in the old days? Man, just want the facts, nothing but the facts. So anyway, for people who are older may remember that program. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Someone is asking, please give suggestions on how to use the sensory body clearing.
Well, it's just a whole lifetime clearing. You just go in there and clear it. Nothing to do when you do a whole lifetime clearing the first time, because it clears away your sensory body. It's like takes a trash can that's reeking of all these icky things and smells and dumps it out and cleans it out, and now that body is not contaminated. And naturally, you could be using your sensory body again, and it will start to get stuff in there. But then you go in and you get the unlimited version, and then you put in, you know, what issue you have because you're using that body, you know, to, you know, sample things with. So that's when you need to know what's going on in your life, and you enter that in there. And if it happened a day ago, put in one day and clear it off, and it'll count down, probably be 10 seconds, and you're done. So that's how the sensory body, you know, or all the whole lifetime clearings are used. You don't need to think of anything. You just put, you do the whole lifetime, which clears you out. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And if you've done your whole life clearings of your emotional body, which you would, of course, do first, and mental and feeling and sensory, whatever other ones you've done, and then, you know, something happens in your life or, you're, you know, an issue comes up, my suggestion would be to you would do the same issue through all the those bodies that you've cleared out already. Is that right?
Yeah. That would work, too, yes.
And you know, because you're pretty peaceful once you've cleared out those bodies, and you know when there's, you know, a ripple and something's off in your life. And just clear them out.
Don't clear your bodies out. You're going to think you're perfect. Mine will say, man, you don't need any of these clearings, you know. Mine talks about a half a dozen of them. You're fine. You don't need to do any of these. That's the mind talking to you. It doesn't want to get cleaned out. So once you do the clearings, now you know what is wrong with you when something hits you. You go, my body got connected, got contaminated. I know I have a problem now. Otherwise, your body's so contaminated that, you know, you're just reeking of this stuff, and there's no way for you to have any type of discernment. So you're not going to know if it's, you know, collecting more goo or more gunk or not, because it doesn't relate to you. Because it's so contaminated, you can't pinpoint something. You're already in, you know, in the soup bowl, and it's all black, and you can't see out of it. So that's why you need to, you know, do the clearing to get yourself cleaned out so you can live a better life. And that's everybody's free choice if they wish to have a better life or not. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Someone wrote in and said a friend is having trouble sleeping. Now, I don't know if they mean a friend in their life or a friend who is also a listener of the show and, you know, doing Creation Lightship healings, but they're asking why they would be having this trouble. And you, of course, have a sleep deprivation clearing on your website, and she was wondering if you could do a sample of that. I don't know if that's possible.
Not too easily, because people aren't sleeping right now. So, you know, I probably can't do a sample of that. You just get the, you know, was a friend of yours, just get them the clearing. They don't need to understand or know about the Creation Lightship whatsoever. You don't have to tell them anything about it. Just, you know, pay for the clearing, do their whole lifetime clearing, and they may have issues going back to when they were 1 year of age. Maybe they got abandoned by their parents with the babysitter, you know. There's all different types of issues that could be going with that. So just do the clearing for them. Do them a gigantic favor and pay for their clearing and do it for them if, you know, you want to help them out. So that's the nice thing about the clearings, is that you can do all the clearings for anybody on the website except for the space timeline crash. So you can do timeline crashing for somebody, but you cannot do the space one, because sometimes you actually feel the spirit coming in, and it could startle your body a little bit. You could jerk slightly, and if you know about it, and you're doing the clearing, then that's a different story. But somebody who's out doing something, or maybe they're working with a table saw or doing something that's working with power tools, you know, it's not recommended whatsoever. So don't do any space timeline crashes for people that do not know that you're doing it. You could do it at night when they're sleeping, but make sure that they're sleeping. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. That's great advice. Now, did you say just then that a lot of people are having trouble sleeping? Is that what you meant? Is that a...
Know somebody who is.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you just do that clearing, and that could very possibly help them out immensely. Because it may even take away some of those timelines that's connected to them, you know, at an earlier life. I won't say that it's a timeline crash, but it could possibly do that, because everything here is related to timelines. Your whole life is timeline, like I said. 99.9% or about more, you're on timelines throughout your lifetime here. You weren't on timelines when you were a baby. Look at babies. They're not on timelines. They live in the now. So when did you break away from being a baby, being peaceful, and giggling and laughing and everything else? You know, that was a time that you were free. And after that is when, you know, the aliens got a hold of you. So your whole life you've been living timelines under the alien control and whatever they choose to do to you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. We're very near now to the end of the show. I just want to remind everyone that there's another BBS radio show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. again. And it's a really important show, I think, to be on live if you can. All the shows, I think, are great to get on live, but you can hear them on the archive. However, tomorrow night is a trip to the light ship for physical healing, and you can only do that when you're on the air live listening to Ron, because he's our ambassador to Creation Lightship. And you can start thinking now about one thing, physical thing, that you'd like to ask the light beings to clear. And if you've visited the light ship before, you know that you can request different rooms to go in. That's always really fun. So I just want to remind everybody of that. And what else would you like to do, Ron, before we close up the show? I know you'll do the Mind to Heart drop again for us when we end. Are there any other healings quickly that we need as a group here?
Yeah, let's see here. Let's do a clearing for we'll bring in some oxygen for you. So here we go. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So again, we'll do the Mind to Heart drop, everybody. And this you want to do yourself. So you want to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go, dropping down, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So you can do it together with me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow. I'll have the 4-hour call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific. The 8-hour call on Sunday, getting rid of alien replicas and things, critters out of you. So thank you, everybody. And blessings. Have a wonderful evening.